pair of legs, he thought to himself, as he struggled to keep his stiffy from nudging into her. Joan thought he was funny and sweet and very handsome. He seemed to have a bit of a spark about him. In her view, he was a man who would go places. She ignored the opinion of her parents. Her father thought Victor looked lazy, and her mother said he had greedy eyes. Victor thought Joan was the loveliest creature he had ever set eyes on. She looked like a Page 3 girl. When he was a teenager, he used to stick photos of Page 3 girls on his bedroom wall and lust over them. Of course, he assessed that she had child-bearing hips. He couldn't believe his luck when she agreed to go on a date with him. Then, later, when he met her parents for the first time, he studied her mother carefully. He had read somewhere that women always take after their mothers. Well, core. Wow. Well into her late 40s, Joan's mother was, in his view, still highly fanciable. So no worries there. Mother and daughter ticked all the boxes. On their wedding day, Joan imagined that in 20 years' time, Victor would be a high-powered businessman. She thought that they would have 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls. They would live in a grand house with a swimming pool. Victor imagined that in 20 years' time, Joan would still be slim and gorgeous, and they would still be having wild sex twice a day. He thought kids would be nice so long as they did not interfere with their life too much, especially their sex life. Instead, Victor was stuck in a dead-end job, and they were stuck in the same modest house they had been in for 19 years, and no children had come along. They lived alone with their ginger cat, Gregory. The cat did not like either of them. Joan did not like to face the reality that life might always be like this. They would both be unhappy. What kind of future would this be? They disagreed on just about everything. They even argued most nights on whether to have the bedroom window open or shut. Victor said he could not sleep in a room that was stuffy. Joan said she couldn't sleep in a room where the air was cold. The worst thing of all for her was when they went to a restaurant. Going out on Saturday nights had long been a ritual for them, and Joan dreaded these evenings more and more. She always made sure they went with another couple, so they didn't just sit and bicker at each other. However, these evenings always turned into slanging matches between Victor and Joan, so, over the years, their friends dropped away. All except for Ted and Madge, who didn't have any other friends themselves. At every restaurant, Victor would spend several long minutes reading the menu. Then he would ask the waiter to explain each item in detail. After that, he normally asked for something that was not listed. It was almost always the same thing each time. Prawn cocktail, followed by steak and chips. That was all he really liked to eat. Even if they went for Chinese, which Joan and Madge were keen on, or Indian, which Ted liked even more, Victor would still order his sodding prawn cocktail followed by steak and chips. He would make racist remarks under his breath if they couldn't do it. "Gotta have things you can't have at home," he would say loudly. Then, with a wink at Ted and nudging Madge with his elbow, he would add, "Shame they don't have blowjobs on the menu, because I can't get one of those at home either." Ted would guffaw and rub Madge's thigh under the table. "We don't have that problem, do we, love?" he would say. Madge would go bright red and say proudly, "He's a randy sod, is my Ted." Joan would go bright red and apologise to the waiter. She would have liked to add, "I'm sorry I am here with this fat, balding, smug little man with his horrible comb-over and his loud suit and nasty tie. He was actually thin and quite handsome when I married him." Of course, she never dared. Instead, she would hiss at her husband, "Why can't you try something else for a change? Be bold for once."
"Because that's what I like," Victor would always reply. "Why risk having something I won't like? I could be dead tomorrow."
"Oh, God, yes, please," Joan would think to herself, more and more often. It was the same for Victor with books and with television.